Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised that the following program contains depictions of people who have died.
Objects and stories from Australian life.
This is us. A bike.
It's like those prisms. Depends on which angle you hold the kaleidoscope or the prism, what colours you're going to see.
That's Margot Neal, head of the Centre for Indigenous Knowledges at the National Museum of Australia. She says that objects can be like portals to multiple histories to help us understand the past, reflect on the present, and imagine the future. Just like this object, a bright yellow Swansea bicycle. It's a heavy cruiser with those great retro upright handlebars, a wooden box on the front for swimming togs and a fishing rod, a leather seat and lots of room on the back to dinky the kids. It's the kind of bike my parents rode when I was young. You might have had one too. And this bike was owned by a man called Darrell Hick.
I've seen a picture of him with his wife and two children mounted on this bike in the 70s, no helmets, no footwear or anything like that. It's a heavy yellow cruiser with no gears, and he bought it at a garage sale in the 1970s. And it earned the nickname Hernia because it made... Did you know about this?
No.
This object. It was called Hernia because that's what you got when you rode it on the hilly, rolly inclines of Rottnest Island. And there's a story about how quokka, which is a wallaby species that's synonymous with the island, got caught under his pedals.
Oh, my goodness.
He's cycling along, and he's got a few scars. Well, he's since passed now, but he got a few scars to prove that. What's interesting about this for me is that this is about on the surface of Rottnest Island today. It's a popular holiday resort, and there's this lovely yellow bike, and everyone's sort of enjoying the island. But the irony is it's so like the history of this continent. There's a hidden history. It's been overlaid with the British, Australian and other histories whilst lurking below the surface, like subsumed below the surface, this tragic, deep... Well, it's a tragic history of even relative recent times, but there's deeper time even below that. Unacknowledged, clearly was an unacknowledged history, certainly in the 70s. So Rottnest Island, as you know, had a prison, and there's a camping ground there. Well, there's many burial sites because it was truly a brutal, disease-ridden, overcrowded incarceration site for boys and men. And there's some horrific stories about what happened there. And as often happens in prisons, are out of sight, out of mind and out in the sea. But clearly that history's been uncovered, acknowledged, and there's a whole lot of Aboriginal people involved in that. But the camping ground, you know, was discovered to be a burial ground, is now closed to recreational use.
So how does this object help us understand and recognise that history?
The fact of this sort of, you know, by comparison, almost frivolous yellow bike with holidaymakers on it, was sort of like, let's celebrate and enjoy all this stuff we have now and not acknowledge the tragic paths which are being ridden over by the holidaymakers, the visitors. This lovely yellow bike can become a portal to multiple other histories. One history doesn't have to deny another. We can own them all together and share responsibility together.
That's Margot Neal, and here are the Gregorian brothers with a piece called Hidden Past.
Thank you.
Hidden Past, written and performed by the Gregorian Brothers. I'm Alice Keith, and This Is Us, a musical reflection of Australia, was commissioned by the National Museum of Australia to mark their 20th anniversary. Head to the ABC Classic website to view the objects, find out more, and buy the Gregorian Brothers album featuring all of the music in the project.